talking about her this morning. She's with us every Wednesday. Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh, political commentator, radio talk show host, and the founder of the American Liberty Center. And Lori can be heard on 94.9 Sundays from 1 to 3. And I'll tell you something. She has got something, I think, that is going to be well-received in this area, the area called Connecticut. Lori, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. I heard something about you the other day.
You did? What?
I did not know that you had a show on television like Dave Clark's Bandstand.
Oh, gosh, yes, yeah.
What year was that?
That was 1958 until 1969 on Channel 3.
Wow. Brought
to you by Connecticut Milk for Health. I drank 3 glasses of milk every day on that program.
That's wild. I think that is so great. Do you have any of the old reels of those shows?
No, I don't.
I'm so sorry, Brad. No. That would be nice to have them.
But anyway, those were the days. And you know, the wonderful thing too is that we had, you know, Bobby Vinton. We had all the stars, and they used to do record hops for me, and I'd go to schools and do record hops. Those schools didn't have the money for the yearbook, so we raised the money for it. It was just a lot of fun. But I want to get to the things that you are coming up with. And number one, Bob Stefanowski has shown that it is not politics as usual. I have that right in front of me, written by you.
Well, I think that the party system in the state of Connecticut is broken. The Republican Party is in tough shape, I believe. And the reason I say that is because if you cannot represent your constituency, this is the Democrats as well, the largest block of voters are unaffiliated in the state of Connecticut. And so we have these conventions, we have, you know, the RTCs, the Democratic town committees, and they get together and they really choose who is going to represent us. And it's a very small fraction of people that participates in that process, extremely small. And so it actually disenfranchises, the party system is disenfranchising the majority, the vast majority of voters in this state. And we're so tied into Democrat and Republican, and the Republicans cannot compete on a federal level in the state of Connecticut, for example. But, you know, I ran against Representative U.S. Congressman Courtney in 2015, and I raised about $50,000 outside of my own contribution of $50,000. And I'm looking at the representatives currently running, and the second district representative has reported raising and spending no funds. And the Libertarian challenger, Dan Reel, he didn't even file an FEC report. So we don't have choice, and people are not being represented. And Stefanowski proves that on the Republican side. And he circumvented the convention and petitioned to get onto the ballot. I think that is an incredible achievement. I don't know if it's the first time in Connecticut history. I'm trying to find that out. I don't know if anyone's researched it yet. But that says something. That's a bellwether, I believe, Brad.
Well, let me just give you a couple of things that I have learned in my travels around the state, which I do and talk with a lot of people. But Bob Stefanowski is talked about by a lot of folks, and they're not all Republicans, let me tell you that. And I think
a lot of Democrats. A lot of Democrats are voting for Stefanowski.
That's right.
But he's got his debate tonight at the Guard Theater.
Yep.
I'm bringing about 20 people. I know that there are other Republicans that are working on some kind of a rally outside the Guard Theater at 5:30. When I debated Courtney at the Guard in New London, I was fortunate enough to have be given the permit for sound at the Guard, outside of the Guard, and I actually took the spot the unions take. And I had a big flatbed truck. It was the first time ever that a Republican had brought in a flatbed truck to replace the unions outside of the Guard Theater. First time ever. It's never been done since. And we had a rally for my campaign, and we had the union guys all below. And I went across, and I shook hands with every single one of them. And there were some great union guys. And a lot of them said, Lori, we respect you. We know you. We support you. Actually said they supported me while I walked across and shook hands. On the other side of the fence, there were many drunk, disorderly union guys that I think the unions really should get rid of because they misrepresent the unions. I think they show that collective thuggery, that cultural Marxism that people don't like. I mean, we want unions to keep people safe, but we don't want unions to bankrupt our state and to bankrupt our families, and that's what they've done in Connecticut. So they get drunk. They were turning off my generator. They were bumping into my folks, intentionally bumping into them. But there was no violence. I had some big guys surrounding me. Now, today, from what I understand, they're shipping in union people from Rhode Island and all around the country to be at the Guard tonight. And I still have my broken ankle. I'm not walking. So I'm avoiding the outside, just in case something happens to me.
Well, you know,
even accidentally, I'm not saying something bad's going to happen to me. But if I fall down or get bumped into, it could be a bad thing. So,
but I'll tell you, with Stefanowski, and I've talked with him, and he's going to be on my program again. But the point being, what he's got, and way back when it all started, there were those that, what is he running for? Well, all of a sudden, people started to communicate with him. And I think one of the big things that he has going for him is that he listens and he asks questions. So I believe, I'm saying that this election that we're coming into is going to be one of the closest and is going to be one of the big surprises. I just feel that way, and there are so many people that are not concerned about the parties. They just want change, and they change for the better.
That's right. The silent majority in this state is alive and well, and they showed they had a pulse with Stefanowski, and I believe that with Tim Herbst's help, and I believe Tim Herbst is the one who is working with him on the debates. And Tim Herbst was a good debater. I didn't support him personally. I supported Stefanowski. But Tim Herbst's debate skills will give Stefanowski, I think, an advantage tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and I think that this campaign is going to be interesting, and I think you're going to see more voters than you have in a long time. I have not, and I've been here all my life, I have never heard so much about we need to change. I hear that all the time in my travels.
Oh, you've got a state, though, that is controlled by state workers.
Oh, I know.
Everyone's employed by the state, and the biggest problem in the state of Connecticut is that the departments that are bloated state employees, bloated. I mean, they're bloated, and they're inefficient. Stefanowski can change that, but, they're unconstitutional. I mean, nobody, the biggest problem I see, and we're going to make some changes in 2019, and I'd love to talk to you about these in the future, but I am on basically a tirade in the Republican Party to bring the Republican Party back to its roots, which is the national platform. And I'm a true Republican in the sense that I believe in the national platform. I'm a pro-life, small government person who believes in the, the family is the central strong entity that we need to protect in our society, our culture, and we've destroyed it. In the state of Connecticut, I mean, it is, our kids are suffering in this state. Our high school students are confused. They're going to be going into a new education system, K through 12, that tells them there's no such thing as a man and a woman. They're going to be taught about different types of sex that are dangerous and making it, normalizing it. They're not going to be taught about the dangers of promiscuity and what sex can do to you. They're going to be taught to do it. They're going to be, it's celebrated now in our public school system. And transgenderism is celebrated. So these kids are going to have their heads screwed on so backwards in the next 12 years. I don't even know what's going to be coming out of our school systems, Brad. It scares me. It scares me. So we need major change in the state of Connecticut, and we need to return to some of our roots here. And it's very important because our state is crumbling. Culturally, it's crumbling. It's we're in bad shape. So we need change. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing people are looking around and going, this just isn't acceptable anymore. And it's not just taxes. Now, Stefanowski just focuses on taxes. It will be interesting to see if the cultural, far left wins the hearts and minds over the tax situation, or if Stefanowski actually picks up some of the social issues and talks about them. Thus far, he has not done that.
Well, again, it is, it's going to be a battle. No question about it, Laurie. It's going to be a battle, and it's going to be a tough battle. But I think, I'm telling you, the folks that I have talked with, and I haven't instigated the conversation, they know who I am. They'll come up to me, Brad, how are you, so forth. What do you think about this? And it's always about this election. And I have talked, wow. I'm telling you, I have talked to many, many who are registered Democrats and have said to me that they are looking for a change. So we'll see.
And that is because the Democratic Party is as fractured as the Republican Party. You have your socialist Democrats that are far, far, far left, and you have your establishment Republicans that are now left of center. The Republicans are left of center in the state of Connecticut, the establishment. That is what brought in Stefanowski, and I believe Ned Lamont was the right choice for the Democrats, because they would have been destroyed if they had an ultra, ultra progressive liberal instead of Gannon, instead of Lamont. I think Lamont was really a good choice for the Democrats. The parties are broken, and the Republican Party, I mean, we can't even field federal candidates. Our candidates for Senate, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House of Representatives have zero money. No money to compete. None. And that is not fair. That is not an election system. That's a one-party system federally. Joe Courtney, in the 2nd District, 64 towns, he doesn't even go out anymore. You never see him anymore. Once in a blue moon, he tours the district. He's so secure with his $1 million. He doesn't have to worry about a candidate that's running against him that has zero money. And that's a problem, and I hope it changes next year. We're going to try to hold the candidates' feet to the fire, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. I am not going to be partisan in terms of our Constitution. Neither party is paying attention to what the Constitution says, and that has to change. No one's addressing it. And Brad, in 2019, American Liberty Center will address that issue in a nonpartisan way and go after people who are independents that just want the law of the land to live under. And we don't have that anymore. So things have to change in 2019. And I think it's good timing. You know what's great about our country? We might swing really, really, really far left, and that's how we got Obama. And then we did not swing far right, but we corrected the Obama left with Trump. So I wouldn't say he's a conservative necessarily because of some of his policies, But I think that Americans in general like that middle ground and feel comfortable in the middle ground.
Laurie, I thank you, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Brad. Have a great week.
You too. Laurie Bye-bye. Hopkins Kavanaugh, political commentator, radio talk show host, and she's a firebrand, no question about it.